This is Ozarks at Large. Thanks for being with us. This week, the FDA gave full approval to the first Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, previously authorized only for emergency use. And last week, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced plans to provide COVID-19 booster shots to maintain immunity. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
The fully FDA-authorized Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine has been branded Comirnaty and can be administered to individuals 16 years of age and older. The vaccine remains available under emergency use authorization to individuals 12 through 15 years of age with parental consent. Emergency COVID-19 vaccines were first delivered last winter and have since proven to be highly protective.
The COVID-19 vaccines were developed really quickly in the United States, building upon years of research in new vaccine technology.
Dr. Jennifer Dillehay is Chief Medical Officer and Medical Director for Immunization and Outbreak Response at the Arkansas Department of Health.
I'm very pleased to know that the FDA has done its due diligence and reviewed it and shown through their own analysis of the data from the vaccine trials, the phase 1 and the phase 2 and the phase 3 trials, that this truly is a safe and efficacious vaccine. It's just very good news for all of us in the U.S. and around the world.
70% of Americans have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine so far. The Biden administration is hoping, with full FDA approval, more Americans will get their shots to stop escalating viral infection, hospitalization, and death.
I do encourage people who are hesitant about vaccines to learn also about the disease of COVID-19. Many people are unfamiliar with it. They do not realize the terrible effect that this disease can have on a person's body. So they tend to underestimate the risk of the disease and overestimate the risk of the vaccine. And in reality, the risk of the illness itself is so much worse than any risk with the vaccine that it makes perfect sense for people to get vaccinated.
More than 357 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines were administered in the U.S. from December 14, 2020 through mid-August. But over time, Dillehay says, vaccine protection against SARS-CoV-2 from the primary series of shots decreases.
The protection that the vaccines provide decreases or wanes over time. So, and we know this is true for other vaccines. No, we need to get tetanus boosters or pertussis boosters and so forth. So this is not unusual that a vaccine will wane over time. And what you need to do is, when it wanes to a certain point, you need to get another dose to boost it up.
Booster shots will work to prolong immunity.
Over time, their response or the protection decreases, and they have looked at it by measuring antibodies. The protection is thought to decrease, and so then you get another dose of the vaccine, and then it boosts up the immune response to closer where it was after you first got vaccinated.
Booster immunizations, Dillehay says, should become available after the 20th of September, pending FDA authorization and CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices approval, and those who received shots early will qualify.
People who need the boost dose, that needs to be 8 months at least after they have completed their primary series, after they've gotten, assuming they have a normal immune system, after they've gotten that second dose. Then you wait 8 months and you get a boost dose. And that's because during that 8 months, your immune response to that first two doses to the primary series wanes, and then you boost it to get it high again.
All COVID-19 vaccination providers must follow strict federal immunization recommendations, she says. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, COVID-19 vaccines may have side effects, low fever, sore injection site muscle aches, indicating the vaccine is building systemic immunity, even against the widely circulating and highly infectious Delta variant. Serious side effects have also been reported, but are rare. Americans who are moderately or severely immunocompromised now qualify for a third dose 28 days after their second dose, Dr. Dillahay says.
Technically, that is not a booster dose. This is part of the primary series. So initially, Pfizer and the Moderna had two doses. They had dose one that was 21 or for Pfizer or 28 days as a minimum interval before you got the second dose. We know that people who are moderately to severely weakened in terms of their immune system, they don't respond as robustly to two doses as someone who has a normal immune system. So it's been recommended they receive a third dose. This is to get their initial immune response to the vaccine up, so that it's closer to what someone who has a normal immune system would get with those first two doses.
Those who seek a booster shot when they become available should bring their vaccine ID cards.
If you don't have your vaccine card, then the vaccinator can look you up in the vaccine registry, which we call WebIZ. I think that's going to be helpful. And it doesn't have to be the exact day. It can be like the same month, you know. So if you got vaccinated in February, then 8 months after that would be October.
And the new FDA-approved COVID-19 vaccine, now brand named Comirnaty, will be available to all Americans free of cost. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.